This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the French territory of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean. A deadly cyclone has roared through, killing hundreds, perhaps many more. French Prime Minister François Bayrou heard through an interpreter.
What matters isn't only the short term and the rescue and help we can provide, but also the medium term, with the supply of water and food.
The remote location of the island chain is making relief efforts harder.
I'm Peter King. Much of Iowa and eastern Nebraska have been in the middle of an ice storm that's made driving dangerous, with as much as a quarter of an inch of ice on the ground. Fog has also been a problem through much of Iowa.
Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz believes the federal government is trying to determine where the drones that have been seen over a number of states in the Northeast are coming from. He was on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think what the drone issue points out are kind of gaps in our agencies, gaps in our authorities. We can't figure out where these are coming from. We need to get to the bottom of it, and I think the Biden administration is working to do that.
Waltz is President-elect Donald Trump's choice to be national security advisor. Trump has said he'll pardon many of the people convicted for their roles in the January 6th insurrection soon after he's inaugurated. On ABC, incoming California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff, questioned Trump's judgment.
Just the general message it would send that his first pardons are going to go to people who sought through the use of violence at the Capitol to stop the peaceful transfer of power, that played some role in that. Really, that's who he wants to pardon?
Gaza now has the highest number of child amputees per capita anywhere in the world. Louise Wateridge is with the UN agency that assists Palestinian refugees. She spoke from central Gaza.
Gaza now has the highest number of child amputees per capita anywhere in the world. Many are losing their limbs in scenarios such as this. They're undergoing surgeries without anesthesia.
Officials in Rhode Island are urging residents to protect themselves from the effects of a leak of their personal data online, including their social security numbers and bank account numbers. The state government suffered a ransomware attack. WPRI reporter Lauren Brill from Providence.
Governor Dan McKee says hackers have stolen the data of potentially hundreds of thousands of Rhode Islanders who have used state programs over the last 8 years.
The data could be exposed in the near future, as early as this coming week, based on the information we currently have.
State officials and a consulting firm are said to be negotiating with the cyber criminals to pay a ransom and get the data back. They haven't said how much the criminals are demanding. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Drizzle and fog tonight, a low around 34. Some fog to start the day on Monday. Otherwise, chance of rain and snow and highs in the mid-30s. It will be breezy out of the west. Still breezy out of the west tomorrow night with a low of 24. Tuesday, clouds and 29.
Right now, it's 37.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Matt and Air on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt and Air on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Paradise, this world that I found is too good.
Nothing Can Stop Us. That was Saint Etienne from their classic album Fox Bass Alpha. And before that, we kicked off hour two of the show with Starship from the soundtrack to the movie Mannequin. Oh, hang on just a minute.
Switcher!
Sorry, I had to get that out of my system. Nothing's gonna stop us now. Please send all of your hate mail to Seth Faces the Music, care of WFHR. Next up, we're going to go to the late 70s. It was post-punk. A whole bunch of really cool bands started performing and recording, including this one. A young lady from the United States went over to England to find her idols, including the Kinks. She not only found the Kinks, she also got pregnant by one of them. Moving on. She also formed a band full of Englishmen, and they became pretty popular. Here is a cover of the Kinks song Stop Your Sobbing, which, if you ask me, this band's version is actually better. Here's the Pretenders.
It is time for you to stop all of the Yeah.
quite possibly one of the weirdest songs we've ever had on this show. That was Pit Stop, Take Me Home. And there's a whole bunch of names here. Let's make sure I get them all. By Nathaniel Merriweather, Mike Patton, Jennifer Charles, Kid Koala, and Dan the Automator. Whew. Keep the dial right here, ladies and gentlemen. We have more great music coming up on Seth Faces the Music. We have a band that had one of the biggest records of the 1970s. We've taken many songs over the years off of this one. Let's take one more. Why not? Keep it rolling here on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Open your eyes, look at the day. You'll see.
Ferdinand, not the historical figure, the band from Scotland. Another band from Scotland. Anyway, from their album Tonight, that was Can't Stop Feeling. And before that, we started off this set with Fleetwood Mac from their mega hit Rumors, Don't Stop, the lead single from that album. Many of you out there may know absolutely nothing about Broadway, but I would venture to guess that several of you have heard about a little show called Hamilton. Well, it swept the nation. Gosh, how many years has it been now? Still going strong. It's an amazing show, everyone. And here is one of the great tunes from it. From the original Broadway cast, here's Nonstop.
After the war, I went back to New York.
After the war, I went back to New York.
I finished up my studies and I practiced law.
I practiced law. Burr worked next door.
Even though we started at the very same time, Alexander Hamilton began to climb. How to account for his rise to the top? Man, the man is nonstop.
Gentlemen of the jury, I'm curious, bear with me. Are you aware that we're making history? This is the first murder trial of our brand new nation, the liberty behind deliberation. I intend to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt with my assistant counsel.
Co-counsel Hamilton, sit down. A client, Lemmy Weeks, is innocent. Call your first witness. That's all you had to say.
Okay, one more thing.
Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? Soon that attitude may be your doom.
Why do you write like you're running out of time?
Write day and night like you're running out of time.
Every day you fight like you're running out of time.
Keep on fighting in the meantime.
Non-stop.
Corruption's such an old song that we can sing along in harmony. And nowhere is it stronger than in Albany. This colony's economy's increasingly stalling. And honestly, that's why public service seems to be calling me. I practiced the law, practically perfected it. I've seen injustice in the world and I've corrected it. Now for a strong central democracy. If not, then I'll be Socrates throwing verbal rocks at these mediocrities.
Hamilton at the Constitutional Convention.
I was chosen for the Constitutional Convention.
There is a New York junior delegate.
Now what I'm gonna say may sound indelicate.
He goes and proposes his own form of government.
What?
His own plan for a new form of government.
What?
Talks for 6 hours, the convention is listless.
Bright young man.
Yo, who the F is this?
Why do you always say what you believe?
Why do you always say what you believe?
Every proclamation guarantees
ammunition for your enemies.
Oh. Why do you ride like it's going out of style? Ride day and night like it's going out of style. Every day you fight like it's going out of style. Do what you do.
Alexander?
Aaron Burr, sir.
Well, it's the middle of the night.
Can we confer, sir?
Is this a legal matter?
Yes, and it's important to me.
What do you need?
Burr, you're a better lawyer than me.
Okay.
I know I talk too much. I'm abrasive. You're incredible in court. You're succinct, persuasive. My client needs a strong defense. You're the solution.
Who's your client?
The new U.S. Constitution?
No.
Hear me out.
No way.
A series of essays anonymously published defending the document to the public.
No one will read it.
I disagree.
And if it fails?
Burr, that's why we need it.
The Constitution's a mess.
So it needs amendments?
It's full of contradictions.
So is independence. We have to start somewhere.
No. No way.
You're making a mistake.
Good night.
Hey, what are you waiting for? What do you stall for?
What?
We won the war. What was it all for? Do you support this Constitution?
Of course.
Then defend it.
And what if you're backing the wrong horse?
Burr, we studied and we fought and we killed for the notion of a nation we now get to build. For once in your life, take a stand with pride. I don't understand how you stand to the side.
I'll keep all my plans close to my chest.
I am accompanied by someone who always pays. I have found a wealthy husband who will keep me in comfort for all my days. He is not a lot of fun, but there's no one who can match you for turn of phrase. My Alexander,
Jacob.
Don't forget to ride.
Alexander joins forces with James Madison and John Jay to write a series of essays defending the new United States Constitution entitled The Federalist Papers. The plan was to write a total of 25 essays, the work divided evenly among the three men. In the end, they wrote 85 essays in the span of 6 months. John Jay got sick after writing 5. James Madison wrote 29. Hamilton wrote the other 51. How do you ride like you're running out of time? Ride day and night like you're running out of time. Every day you fight like you're running out of time. Like you're running out of time. Are you running out of time?
How do you ride like tomorrow won't arrive? How do you ride like you needed to survive? How do you ride every second you're alive? Every second you're alive. Every second you're alive.
They're asking me to lead. I'm doing the best I can to get the people that I need. I'm asking you to be my right hand.
Treasury
man.
Or state.
I know it's a lot to
treasury
ask.
Treasury or state.
To leave behind the world you know.
Sir, do you want me to run the Treasury or State Department?
Treasury.
Let's go.
Alexander.
I have to leave.
Alexander.
Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now.
Helpless.
They are asking me to leave.
Look around.
Hanging on the empty swings. Count high low.
need new shoes.
Yeah, yeah. I said, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop talking to me. Stop, don't stop, don't stop giving me things.
Foster the People with Don't Stop, Color on the Walls from their breakout album, Torches. We have one more set left here on Seth Faces the Music for this week. Stay tuned. Coming up, we have the band that we started the show with. Surprisingly, they had another pretty big hit that was all about stopping. Well, they certainly didn't stop at all, and neither are we, right here on WFHR.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Drizzle and fog tonight, a low around 34. Some fog to start the day on Monday, otherwise chance of rain and snow, and highs in the mid-30s. It will be breezy out of the west. Still breezy out of the west tomorrow night with a low of 24. Tuesday, clouds and 29.
Right now, it's 37.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
This is Melissa Kay, and we have a special live show planned for Community Stories on December 17th and 19th. It's a live call-in show from 5 to 6, where you can call 715-424-2600, and I'll connect you with the ELF call center.
Elves, Santa's really busy. Can you go on the radio?
Absolutely. I can stand in for Santa.
Good, too, you said that.
That's 715-424-2600 on 97 FM, 1320 AM, and 105.5 FM.
It's the center of the kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the kringle, in 2013.
And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
See the girl with symbols on her fingers entering through the door. Ruby glistening from her navel, shimmering around the floor. Bells of Pico ting-a-ling-a-linging going through my head. Sweat is falling just like a teardrop's running from her head. Now she's dancing, going through the movement, swaying to and fro. Body moving, bringing back a memory, thoughts of long ago. Blood is rushing, temperature is rising, sweating from my brow. Like a snake, her body fascinates me, I can't look away now. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I have to leave. She's moving all around the tables, luring all inside. But I know that she cannot see me, hidden by the light. Closer, closer, she's getting nearer, soon she'll be in reach. As I enter into a spotlight, she stands lost for speech. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave. Over tables, spilling all the drinks. Can't they understand that I want her? Happens every week. Heavy hand upon my collar, throws me in the street. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave. Thank you.
Stop on by. That was Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. And before that, we opened up this final set with The Hollies. Stop, stop, stop. They really want you to stop. Let's turn now to second wave ska. It hit England like a ton of bricks back in the late 70s, going into the early 80s with groups like The Specials, Madness, and the one we're going to hear right now, featuring an eclectic group which featured a saxophone player from Jamaica, known only as Saxa. He'd played with Prince Buster and Desmond Dekker. He was the real deal, and so was this group. Here's The Beat, or the English Beat, as they were known in the United States, with Ranking Full Stop.
Full stop. dead.
Was Mitski with Why Didn't You Stop Me from her album Be the Cowboy. And that just about wraps it up for this week, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to Seth Faces the Music. We'll be back again next week with another theme, more songs, more fun, and we will never stop as long as you keep us going. We're going to go out with one more song. Here's The Jam with Nonstop Dancing. Hope the same for you this week. So long, everyone.
the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hundreds are dead, and the death toll could increase over the next few days after a cyclone ripped through the French island chain of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean. Richard Cago is the Africa regional editor for the BBC.
The first aircraft carrying aid arrived this afternoon with 3 tons of medical supplies, blood for transfusion, and also 17 medical staff. We're expecting 2 other aircraft to join also.
An ice storm that began Friday night created treacherous driving conditions across Iowa and eastern Nebraska. This woman, Victoria, says her mother, Toni, was killed in a crash on the icy roads of Nebraska.
Listen to your family and your friends when they tell you not to travel. There's a reason for it.
A tornado in Northern California. It was a weak F1, but it hit. Dave Canny is the vice president of Pacific Gas and Electric's North Coast region.
While there may be some outage activity,